We're going to learn for a few moments some of the laws of Sfiras Omer, as we are now starting to count the Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, B'leil Sheni Achrei Tfilas Arvis Maschilin Lisfor HaOmer. So we're going to be focusing mostly on the first night which passed. That it's brought down in the Mechaber that on the second night, immediately after Marv, one begins to count the Omer. V'chein haminhag, this is also the custom, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also the goal, also those who live in Chutz La'aretz. Lisfor miyad achrei tefilas aretz. That we count, which ends up being for us the second day of Yom Tov, or at least that night, as soon as it becomes the second night, that's when we start counting the Omer. V'huksha meforsh. But on this, numerous meforshim ask, including the Chok Yaakov and Magid Avraham, Heich mevarchin al hasfira, how are we able to make such a brach? What's the problem? V'loichai shinam lezelusa di Yom Tov. You would maybe think that it shows a lack of respect and really shows against the whole theme of it being Yom Tov. Because after all, the Pasuk says, as we say as an introduction before the bracha, we quote the Pasuk that it's Mimecharis HaShavs. It's the day after the first day of Yom Tov. That's how Shabbos is translated by the Chachamim. And therefore the question is that it implies that we only begin counting the Omer after Yom Tov is over. So on one hand, we're celebrating the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach, as a Yom Tov, because of the minhag, which we've always been doing outside of Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, because it's Yom Tov, you really shouldn't be counting the Omer. Because counting the Omer is supposed to be done only Mimecharis HaShavos, only after Yom Tov has been complete. Because again, if in fact we want to truly be serious that it's the second day is a suffix, which means that maybe the second day, why do we have two seders? Because maybe the first one was really Erev Pesach. Okay, we know the correct dates, but that was the whole idea of why we have 2 days of Yom Tov. And therefore the second day of Yom Tov possibly is really the beginning of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, because of this doubt. So how could we count the Omer at the same time in which we are celebrating Yom Tov? This is a question that the Mefarshim grapple over, because we find elsewhere that we have this sensitivity. K'moshe matzinu b'shmini atzeres shioshim b'sukkah, avol ein mevarchin al sukkah. Now this is a lot of discussion, which we spent over an hour talking about before Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, that the prevalent custom, actually the Gemara says this, is on the eighth day of Sukkot, we do sit in the Sukkah, but we don't say the Bracha, we don't say Leishe B'Sukkah. And why do we do that? The reason why we don't say the Bracha of Leishe B'Sukkah is because the Torah says, Sukkot Teshuv Shiva Shamim. It's only been in the Sukkah for 7 days. So now, on one level, we're saying it's Shmini Atzeres, which means it's the eighth day, it's Yom Tov, which means in itself, by observing that as a Yom Tov, you're saying it's no longer Sukkot, it's day 8. So how would we be able to say the bracha of Leishe B'Sukkah? You're not supposed to, because that would be what's called Tarti D'Sasri. In itself is a direct contradiction. Observing it as the 8th day, and yet making a bracha as though it's the 7th day. And therefore, for that reason, we do not say a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. So for that same reason, ask all the Mefarshim, we should not say Sfiras Omer. We shouldn't be able to count Sfiras Omer at the same time that we're observing Yom Tov. Because after all, if it is Yom Tov, we should be waiting another day. Ve'od, and furthermore, Shemiyad Achri Tfilas Arvis Holchim L'Arichas HaSeder. He says, immediately after we daven, after you count the Omer, you immediately start the Seder. Again, Behu Katarti the Sashis, that's a contradiction. Baharbi Terutzim Nemor Alzen. There's many answers to this question. I'm going to share with you two of them, and that's probably where we're going to stop. The Magen Avraham explains the distinction between the idea of Shmini Atzeres and the idea of counting the Omer. And he says as follows. The Shmini Atzeres Omer Al Hakos quotes Es Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Here we are standing on Shmini Atzeres on the eighth day of Sukkot outside of Israel, and we're making Kiddush, and we are making the declaration that today is the eighth day. It's Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. So V'im Yomar Al Hakos Gam Leishi Basuka Havi Katarti Desasri. If at the same breath, the same action, you, while in the process of making Kiddush, in which you're making the declaration that today is Yom Tov, you will then also say the bracha of Leishi Basuka, which means, in parentheses, it's not Yom Tov, it's only day number 7, that is a contradiction. And that we will not allow. Because, after all, make up your mind, it's Yom Tov or it's not Yom Tov, it's day 8 or it's day 7. So in the same action, one cannot do so. Masha'en kein hacha. He doesn't explain more than just those two words. It says, unlike over here. Because over here, it's true on the second day of Yom Tov, we're observing it as Yom Tov. But we, by counting the Omer, it's not the same act as the acknowledgement of Yom Tov. Happens even we're counting the Omer on the second night of a Pesach. But the reality is, by counting it, that act within itself is not a direct contradiction, and therefore that's why we're more lenient to allow it to be said. But furthermore, Teretz, the Magen Avraham gives another approach. Kivan, the anan bekin bekvia diyercha, because in reality, we do know when Yom Tov is. There's no suffix anymore. We know exactly when Yom Tov falls, even in Chutz La'aretz. Medina, therefore, technically speaking, Ein Tzarech Leishei B'Shmini B'Sukkah. You should not have to sit in the Sukkah on day number 8, because we know day number 8 is really day number 8. We know Shmini Atzeres is correct. That is the correct day. There is no doubt anymore. We still observe 2 days because of Minhag Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. We observe the traditions of our past. However, there really is no question when it comes to the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, a bracha should not be said. We should definitely not say Leishi B'Sukkah, because we know for sure that it is not day number 7, it's day number 8. Masha'en kin, not so over here. Hacha ifchahi. Here, you, based on that same idea, is the opposite logic. The Medina Sarach Lisfar Hayom. On day number 2, why are we keeping day number 2? It's not because we think, you know, maybe the first day of Pesach might have been Erev Pesach, and we're just not sure. We know what day is Yom Tov. We know that day number 1, the first day of Pesach, really is the first day of Pesach. It's observed the same time in Israel as here. We know when the first day of Pesach is. The only reason why we keep the second day, again, is because of Minhag Avoseinu. And therefore, for this reason, it's not an issue to count on the second night, because in reality, we know that the second night technically is not really officially Yom Tov, but we must continue to observe it. And therefore, for that reason, we allow you to continue and to say the bracha and to count the Omer on the second night. We'll stop here.